is an expert worldwide in health and meditation and tantric health as well. We're going to talk about that with Lotus Lynn, coming from Canada. I should make you feel welcome by going, "Oh, Canada." How's that sound? Is that good?
Where's the rest of it?
Well, I don't know the rest of it. That's about what I've learned at the hockey games, you know?
Well, thank you.
Well, welcome to the program. Tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from, and how did you learn some of the things you've learned?
Well, I was born in Malaysia. I grew up in England. I was educated in England, and then I emigrated to Canada over 26 years ago now. So I reside in Canada. The last, I guess, 6 years or so, aware of my tantra, spirituality, through my connection with yoga and teaching yoga. And that's really where it all started. Where sort of do you want me to go from there? What part of it do you want me to go into?
Well, I think that I'd like to talk a little bit about health in general, I guess, because in order to be healthy everywhere else, you have to be healthy mentally, physically, spiritually. Are most people that you run into have some kind of issue?
Most people have some issues, whether it be, you know, obviously the people that I deal with, it's mainly sexual issues. Because really, the sexual part of us is really what is important in our lives. But unfortunately, a lot of people suppress the sexual side of themselves because of society, because of belief systems, and because of religion. And it's unfortunate because we repress that part of ourselves, and we end up as not healthy individuals.
So how can you then help them fight the suppression that they have? Many of these people probably are suppressed because of their childhood, and we're talking maybe 20, 30, 40 years living like that. So how do you kind of end that? It must be a long process.
In some ways, it's not a long process because the people coming to me are looking for change. They realize that the way they've been feeling, the way they've been living, the way they've been acting, their belief system is not working for them. It's making them miserable, it's making them sick, it's making them sad. They're not able to realize their true potential. So sometimes with people, it's a transformation for them coming to see me. It's like a huge weight was lifted off their shoulders, because now they're realizing that how they've been feeling inside is really okay. And for a lot of people, it's that reinforcement, letting them know that how they feel is absolutely okay, and that is how they should be feeling, and they shouldn't be made to feel bad or guilty or ashamed of anything about that.
Sometimes people feel that their issue is something that only they have, when you can tell them, well, a lot of people have that?
Absolutely. A lot of people do have the same issues, but unfortunately, they have nobody to turn to, nobody to talk to about it, so they feel like they're the one only that has that issue. But so many people have those types of issues.
What kind of education did you have to kind of prepare you for this?
50 years of living life. I mean, really, I mean, most of it is the fact that I've lived life. And I've experienced and I've learned, and I've just tried to allow myself to be and understand too. I'm faced with judgments by people. I'm faced with the same type of moral issues. Even sexual issues, I've had to experience them too. And maybe it's the fact that I've experienced them and come through the other side, so to speak, that allows me to do what I do.
Now, you are currently in Worcester. I know you travel all over the country and all over the world, actually. What's next after Massachusetts?
Going home.
Going back to Toronto.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and just rest and you know, my home is my sanctuary. It's what keeps me sane, what keeps me strong, and you know, just spend Christmas, you know, with my family and people that love me.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, what are the costs involved if folks want to get together with you and discuss their own issues?
Well, it's a private, you know, one-to-one consultation. It isn't cheap. I don't really want to go and give my rates out over the phone. But it isn't, you know, it isn't something that I think is cheap, but then I don't believe that it's like astronomically priced either. It's something that's knowledge that obviously I've gained. And for me, if I try and devalue that it, then that somehow devalues it for the people that have already come to see me. And I think that if, you know, something is worth having, then in some ways it makes it such that I can't give that away for free, but if there's something that you've had to give me so that I can give you back that in return, for sure, you're going to come back with actually probably much more than you expected.
Hmm. I just want to clarify something, because we did get a couple of emails regarding Tantric, when I mentioned that we were having an interview about it, people saying that it's hokey, and one other person saying it's just legalized prostitution, which I disagree on both ends. So I just wanted to explain a little bit regarding both of those emails that came in.
Well, definitely, it's not legalized prostitution. Unfortunately, I do have to advertise on sites where there are, you know, obviously adult providers. Because that's really the only way that I can find people that actually need my help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sex does sell, but also there's other, you know, areas of sexual health that need addressing. And a lot of those people don't know where to turn to. And even it might even just be sexual addiction. So, you know, the escort sites, you know, I don't really like to kind of put myself out there and then be labeled, you know, an adult provider, because that isn't what I do. I'm genuinely out there to help people that need help with their sexual health.
And if you're interested in getting together with Lotus Lynn, you can reach her at 508-425-7431. That's 508-425-7431. Lotus, how long have you been around the area? So you'll be here until the 24th or so?
Yeah, 24th, 25th. I may extend it to Thanksgiving, but I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure to meet you today, and it's a pleasure to talk to you now on the phone.
And thank you very much, Mark. It was also a pleasure to meet you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.